This is WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. Today's topic, the Carter Family Fold, a performance and concert venue near Hiltons, Virginia, which is dedicated to the preservation and performance of old-fashioned country and bluegrass music. Our guest is Rita Forster, the granddaughter of A.P. and Sarah Carter, and the executive director of the Carter Family Fold. Rita, good morning.
Good morning.
Rita, the Carter family also includes, of course, Maybelle and her daughter was June Carter Cash, all deceased, of course, but talk about the family legacy.
I'd be happy to. The original Carter family consisted of my grandparents, A.P. and Sarah Carter, and Sarah's first cousin, Maybelle, who also married my grandfather's brother, Ezra. They first did their recordings in 1927 in Bristol, Virginia.
That music has touched so many lives, and one of the things we do here at WNCW is, of course, to pay tribute so often by introducing new audiences to music by the Carter family and other artists of that style. As time has gone by, you have seen a lot of people get joy out of the music that your family created.
I certainly have. They left a tremendous legacy.
What are a couple of fond family memories that you have that even go back to your childhood about the Carter family?
I guess my fondest memory is of my early years actually living with my grandfather, A.P. This was just prior to his death, of course, and well after he had retired from music. He ran a one-room grocery, a little country grocery in Mesa Springs near Hiltons. Those are my fondest memories, are of the early years.
Tell us when the Carter Family Fold began and how fans have been entertained there over the years.
Well, the Carter Family Fold first started presenting music shows in 1974. My mother, Jeanette Carter, loved her father, A.P., in the same way that I do. He had asked her before he died in 1960 to see that his legacy of music would live on. Her way of doing that was to begin presenting music shows in the old store that he ran. Those shows quickly outgrew the one-room store, and the Carter Family Fold was built in 1976. We are now in our 41st year of presenting weekly shows of bluegrass and old-time music.
This is WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. We're talking about the Carter Family Fold up in Hiltons, Virginia. The Carter family, of course, A.P., Sarah, and Maybelle. And the guest is the granddaughter of A.P. and Sarah from up in Virginia and the executive director of the Carter Family Fold, Rita Forster. Rita, just around the corner is the 41st Annual Carter Family Memorial Music Festival. I believe the dates are Friday, July 31st and Saturday, August 1st.
That's correct. It is our 41st festival. The very first festival was presented in 1974, and that included a performance by Maybelle and Sarah Carter, who were still living at the time. That first festival was dedicated to my grandfather, and it was actually called the A.P. Carter Memorial Festival. As time went on, when the two ladies of the original Carter family passed, we decided it should become the Carter Family Memorial Music Festival. But this will be our 41st festival. We always hold it the first Saturday in August, because that commemorates the historic Bristol recording sessions, which took place in August of 1927.
Tell me about the time, because I've heard this story before, that Johnny Cash actually performed at the festival. But first of all, it was supposed to be a spotlight on just June. What exactly happened?
He performed at one of our festivals. He certainly did. June was actually booked, but he let us know very quickly that she was not going to perform without him. She had a little band called The Living Circle, and he decided that he would just join that band and join her that particular year. We also had Tom T. Hall. His wife, Dixie, was an extended member of our family, and he is as well. They came to join us. It was probably the biggest festival we've ever had. We actually had to turn people away that year for lack of room. Tom T. still helps us to this day. His wife, Dixie, did pass away this past year. This festival is dedicated to her memory, as well as the memory of Anita's late husband, Don Davis. There are a lot of country music greats who are in some way connected with our family. The list is very, very long. And John's last performances were on the stage of the Carter Family Fold after his wife June passed. In fact, his very last performance was there.
We understand there is also a museum dedicated to the Carter Family Fold.
We do have a museum. In 1976, when the theater was built, that left the grocery that my granddad ran open, is now our Carter Family Museum. We collected artifacts from all of our family members. It has since undergone an extensive renovation back in 2004. It is, of course, a historic landmark nationally, and it's a Virginia State landmark. So we do operate the museum on Saturdays, as well as the A.P. Carter Birthplace Cabin, which we moved and kept a historic landmark with the help of John and June, and also our famous connection to the family, Marty Stewart.
And if one of our listeners out there this morning wanted to find out more about how they could possibly attend the festival and just learn about the museum, Carter Family Fold, in any capacity, how could they get in touch with you folks?
The best way is through our website, and it's carterfamilyfold.org. That should answer most of their questions. Our schedules are up there for our weekly performances, and also contact information should folks need additional information.
And again, the annual Carter Family Fold Memorial Music Festival is just a week away, beginning on Friday, July 31st, and the second day, Saturday, August the 1st. Rita Forster, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Way down below the Mason-Dixon line, down where the honeysuckles are in twine, there's where the southern winds are blowing, there's where the daisy's growing. Girls of the north in the gay finery, whirling around in the society, singing a song of Dixie, darling, where I long to be. My Dixie, darling, listen to the song I sing. Beneath the silver moon, with a banjo riding tune, my heart is ever true, I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie queen. I'm a-going down south to have a big time, to see my girl in old Carolina. I'll sing my song, do as I please, for all those girls along Goose Creek. Singing songs addicted, darling, there's where long to be going, down where the jelly roll growing with my Dixie Queen. My Dixie, darling, listen to the song I sing beneath the silver moon. With a banjo riding tune, my heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie queen. My Dixie darling, listen to the song I sang beneath the silver moon. With a banjo riding tune, my heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie queen.
The Carter Family Fold, a very special edition of the Friday Feature Interview of the Week. Past Friday Feature Interviews of the Week are available on our website, wncw.org.